Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So we're hearing more all the time about this four-week plan in Northern Ireland to increase restrictions to try and quell the spread of coronavirus. The schools will be closed for 2 weeks. We know that all restaurants and pubs will be closed. They'll only be allowed to do takeaways and deliveries. Only 25 allowed at funerals. Universities will offer distance learning as much as possible. No indoor sport or organised contact sport other than elite sport. Places of worship to remain open with mandatory mask wearing, that's looser than it is here. Weddings limited to 25 and travel only when necessary. Well, let's get some on the ground feedback on what's happening there now. We go to Derry and to Dr. Simon O'Hagan, who's a GP there. You're very welcome. Dr. Ilona Duffy is with us as well, GP in Monaghan. Dr. O'Hagan, I'll come to you now. Good morning to you, first of all.
Hi, how you doing?
Are you relieved that these measures have been announced this morning?
Yeah, I think that the feeling on the ground is we had to do something, and certainly I think most of the public feel that these are a good start. We're hoping, obviously, that they don't need to continue, that they don't need to go on longer. But I think that everybody, the feeling was that something needed to be done, and it was inevitable that we would end up in a situation like this.
But you did have restrictions there where you are in the last couple of weeks.
Yes, we have, but I think that really there still seemed to be a bit of a disconnect. I think that the majority of people got it, and the majority of people were wearing masks and doing everything they could to socially distance. But it still saddened me that whenever I would go into shops, etc., there was still a group of people that were going around, primarily younger people that were still going around, that weren't socially distancing, that weren't wearing masks. And I think really it was only from this weekend that there seemed to be a bit of a change in sort of public opinion and feeling. And suddenly I was in a supermarket on Sunday, and everybody bar two people were masked up. And I think that's because all of a sudden it just seemed that everybody you spoke to had or knew of somebody that has tested positive.
Okay, and so the word was getting out.
I think it's taken that sort of, there's a fear starting to spread, but I think that fear is actually driving the change and sort of and really sort of reinforcing to people, right, this thing's back. We need to do everything we can. We do need to mask up. Any of us could go down with it. And it's not a cold. It's not just a bit of a flu. My friends are telling me that, you know, the friends that have it are telling me it's pretty horrible. I better protect myself, you know.
Yeah, and what about the hospital? Because we hear that our hospital in Cavan in the Republic and also hospitals in Cork are under pressure. We heard that this morning just after 7 o'clock. How is Alt na Gaelvin?
Alt na Gaelvin's busy. Alt na Gaelvin is coping, but the numbers certainly are rising substantially. I understand that changes are being made towards setup to create more beds, and that some elective procedures now are being cancelled, you know, to make more room. In the COVID centre, where we have basically set up in Northern Ireland GP-led COVID centres. These are basically places where patients with suspected COVID can be assessed and a decision can be made as to whether they can go home or whether they require hospital treatment. They have become substantially busier over the past 2 weeks.
Okay, well, stay with us, Dr. O'Hagan, because I want to bring in Ilona Duffy now. Dr. Ilona Duffy's on the line in Monaghan. Are you pleased, Ilona, to see that these measures have been announced in Northern Ireland today? Do you think they'll help?
Absolutely. I think we've been hoping that this would happen because we have to see similar kind of restrictions on both sides of the border. Otherwise, all that's going to happen is people will kind of move across and look to socialise in another area where it's still allowed. So this is really welcome news, and we're hoping that it will impact positively on our figures here and on the seeding of COVID in our local communities.
Okay, and what are you seeing there?
Well, we're continuing to see high rates and high volumes of people ringing who are symptomatic. Lots of people ringing who have been informed that they're close contacts of positive cases. And I think while the big surge in Monaghan seems to have moved now more towards Cavan, it's still fairly frightening with regards to the volume of numbers ringing. And the people who are maybe presenting that bit sicker, we're also seeing a rise in the average age of people. So initially, 3 to 4 weeks ago, it was very much people between 18 and 22, that age group. We're now seeing people who are older getting it. And that's reflective of the community spread. And as you've already alluded to, Cavan Hospital is under huge strain. They are still admitting patients, so I think that's really important. People need to know that if you do need to go and if you've been advised to attend either by your GP or for an urgent test, it is still safe to do so. But where possible, people are to avoid going to A&E and are to talk to their own GP first.
So given that Cavan is under pressure, does that impact what you do and the decisions that you're making in your own triage system with patients?
It absolutely does. And I think the other part of the COVID and the rising numbers is that we start seeing other clinics starting to close down or reduce the numbers they're seeing. We're seeing tests and investigations that are to be done for patients cancelled or postponed. And that has a huge impact on us in general practice and obviously on the patients and their health, because it means it's a further delay in investigations for potentially serious illnesses and treatments for serious illnesses too. So it's not just the positive COVID patient who's being affected and those around them. It's everybody who needs to access a service either in the hospital setting or in general practice setting.
And I want to ask you both about the closure of schools. Ilona, you're probably not surprised that that's happening, because we heard a lot about outbreaks in schools in Northern Ireland, particularly in the secondary sector. It's not the same in the Republic.
It's not the same in the Republic. And talking to colleagues in the North and friends who live in the North, some of that I think appears to be how strict we've been in our schools here, especially amongst our secondary schools, where the kids, it's really tough. They're wearing masks from the moment they enter the school, including while they're out doing PE and outside mingling with each other. So I think the schools have really been fantastic in this. They've kept, you know, they've really kept them wearing and doing the close contacts, keeping them apart and everything. So that has really worked well. And I suppose at the beginning, lots of us were worried when the schools went back, would we see that as causing the surge in COVID cases? And it really hasn't been. We are seeing odd cases in the schools, but really, you know, in our locality, no schools have had to close down. Small groups of kids have had to isolate. But generally, the children who've been infected in those schools have become infected from outside the school setting, either through their families and people they've met there or through socialising outside of school. So we're kind of happy to see the schools continue doing this and therefore the schools remaining open as long as possible.
And Dr. O'Hagan, the same for you. I mean, do you agree with that measure that has been announced in the last hour that schools are to close for 2 weeks? That's encapsulating and including the midterm break and extending it by a week in Northern Ireland.
Yes, I do. I think it's going to be very difficult for some, particularly for essential workers, etc. That extra week is tricky enough to sort out. However, I think it does get the message across that this virus now is about, it is indiscriminate. And by closing the schools for an additional week on top of the already 1 week's midterm break, I think it's getting the message across that everybody has a role to play, and it also hopefully will again reduce social gatherings around schools, etc., and also even travel to and from schools. So it gets across that whole idea that at least for a couple of weeks, we're trying as far as possible to say to people, stay at home, don't go out and about, avoid unnecessary travel. Let's hopefully get these numbers down and then continue on moving forward from that. Let's hope we can get the kids back to school quickly, but at the same time we must maintain all those other things as we move on through the winter.
But the off licences, they'll be closing at 8, but if you want to have a party you'll still be able to get the drink in before that time.
Yeah, and again, I think that certainly anecdotally, I leave my daughter off to school every morning, and I've been impressed for weeks now at what the schools have done. The children get off the bus wearing their masks. You see the kids all going in wearing their masks. And my daughter tells me that within the schools, the social distancing is absolutely top notch. I think that anecdotally what we're hearing is there have been some parties. There have been some parties in older teenage kids, and that these have sort of sparked some of the infections we've seen. So again, I think the big thing is just stressing that message to all and making sure that we deliver the message in a way that connects to everybody. This is everybody's business. Everybody has a role to play. And I think it's imperative that we bring everybody on this continuing sort of journey through COVID, that everybody has their own wee part to play in this.
Okay.
It may seem inconsequential that you're wearing a mask or maintaining social distancing, but by doing that, you're hopefully protecting yourself and, most importantly, you're protecting others.
And Ilona, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, mirroring measures both sides of the border. But in terms of sending a message to people, do you think we need that in the Republic, the curtailing of off-licence hours?
I think more importantly is getting the message across, as Dr. Hagan has said, about, you know, people's own responsibility with regards to gathering in groups and maintaining their own distance from people. And as you know, as we've been talking about before, think how many people do you really need to meet in a day. If you do have to meet people, keep your distance. And I think that's the most important thing. Cutting the times of the off licences, that just means people can, if they want to, they're going to buy their drink that bit earlier. And I think it's all about clear, simple messages. We have to have clear, simple messages. I think now that we're saying that Northern Ireland is going to be similar to us, a bit maybe stronger than us, and that the schools are out, but again, we have to remember their figures for the population are much higher than ours, but at least we're now hearing a clear message that's got to be clear for everybody on both sides of the border. And I think that needs to continue. I think we need to continue the strong messages from public health with regards to how important it is for you to limit and self-restrict if you are a close contact. And furthermore, we need more links between our public health colleagues, both north and south of the border, because the contact tracing is the most important thing. And we know that from Mike Ryan and the IMO, and not the IMO, the World Health Organization,
yes,
that it's so important, rather than lockdown, that we're tracing, that we're testing, and that's what we need to do. That continues to be a problem where there is that drop when we find somebody, let's say in the south, who's been in close contact with somebody in the north, either through work or family, and that they're not being linked into the contact tracing in a timely fashion.
And how is that working now?
It's still not working great because, really, to be honest, our contact tracers and our public health colleagues are completely overloaded on both sides of the border. And it's still disappointing that 6 months later, they really haven't been resourced adequately to be ready for the surges that we knew were inevitable. So, again, I suppose I'd be saying we need more contact tracing. We need it to be happening in a timely fashion. And we need clear messages coming from the government, because there's still huge confusion about how long you need to self-restrict or isolate, and the difference between you testing positive, it being 10 days isolation, and you being a close contact, it being 14 days and self-restricted movements.
Okay, thank you both very much indeed for being with us today, Dr. Simon O'Hagan and Dr. Ilona Duffy.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.